It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, the Truth Social post that Donald Trump just sent out is once again unhinged, maniacal, and this time very bloodthirsty. It starts off with the line, "A whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again." Yeah, we're not beating the war crime allegations. He's not beating the genocidal allegations. After saying he wants to take out the whole Iranian population, the whole civilization, never to be brought back again, I'm going to read for you the whole post in just one moment, but I want to start off with some breaking news that we got overnight, because this is very important. There is death and destruction happening across the Middle East because of Donald Trump's war, and he only wants to escalate it further and take out civilian infrastructure, as I'll show you in one moment. Here are the strikes that happened basically overnight. In Iran, at least 18 civilians were killed in a residential area. At least 8 people were killed in Lebanon last night. In Israel, missiles were fired towards northern Israel and multiple people were injured. In Iraq, multiple people were killed in their homes, including a Peshmerga fighter and his wife. We have Saudi Arabia. Ballistic missiles launched towards eastern Saudi Arabia and were intercepted overnight. Thankfully, no one was hurt. And most importantly, the United States conducted 50 different strikes on Iran's Karg Island in a massive escalation in this war. They are beginning the strikes on infrastructure that will affect the entire world, but will affect Iran a lot. The Iranian civilians a lot. What I'm painting here is a picture of a Middle East on fire because of the United States president, because of Donald Trump's actions. Global markets are currently in turmoil. And it's not that like the stock market is the most important thing, but I'm talking about global oil markets. When that's in turmoil, the rise in cost genuinely does lead to deaths across the globe due to energy loss, not able to get as much energy as we need. So Donald Trump is sending out these unhinged posts threatening to escalate things further. And the reason why is because he's kind of in a corner, which is quite frankly kind of impressive for the president of the United States, which has one of the strongest militaries in the world, to be in a corner and not knowing how to end a fight with Iran. That's so backwards. Listen, the United States does have a stronger military than Iran, but our president is so effing dumb. He somehow found a way to get us into a position where Iran has ultimate leverage over the United States because they control the Strait of Hormuz and they can exert continuous control over the Strait of Hormuz. Just yesterday, Iran rejected the temporary ceasefire that Trump was asking for because they said, dude, we have no reason to do that right now. I mean, if Iran just accepted a ceasefire, it would give the United States a political victory. It would give Israel some political ease. Both countries would be able to rearm and regain their ability to just reinvade Iran in about 8 months, and Iran would have gained nothing. So they know they have to prolong this and make sure the United States feels the pain. And Donald Trump's response is to just threaten war crimes. He's already been threatening civilian infrastructure, but this is desperation just wrapped in bloodthirsty language. He wants out of this war any way possible. He doesn't care if he has to kill, quote unquote, a whole civilization. So let's read this post. Then let me read for you Iran's response, because they just now responded and escalated even further. Listen, I have a feeling this war is not going to end tonight. I have a feeling Donald Trump's deadline of tonight is going to end up being blown through, and this will continue for a while. Make sure you drop a like and make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed below. We put in a lot of work. We have a Gen Z built media company made for everybody that is about to hit 2 million subscribers because of you all. We can only do these debates, this breaking news, this daily content because of you all. So thank you and subscribe below. Okay, let's read Donald Trump's unhinged post from early this morning. He said, quote, "A whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. I don't want that to happen, but it probably will. However, now that we have complete and total regime change, where different, smarter, and less radicalized minds prevail, maybe something revolutionarily wonderful can happen. Who knows? We will find out tonight, one of the most important moments in the long and complex history of the world. 47 years of extortion, corruption, and death will finally end. God bless the people of Iran. He ended it off by blessing the people of Iran after beginning it off by saying a whole civilization will die tonight. That is the definition of genocide, is wiping out an entire civilization in one go. I want to read for you Iran's response in just one moment because they want to escalate further, but there's a lot of false assumptions baked into Donald Trump's post, a lot of presuppositions that aren't really borne out if you look at the ground. For example, the idea that we have total regime change with less radicalized minds, as he says about halfway through, is not true. The people currently consolidating power in Iran are more radical, way less incentivized to work with the United States, and what kind of vibe do you think it gives them when the person they're supposed to be negotiating with is threatening to genocide all of them and take out their entire civilization? They're currently in fighting mode, in survival mode, and making a deal with a weakened United States doesn't let them survive as long as possible. They're going to continue to twist the arm of the United States, and let's move over to Iran's response very, very quickly. I mean, you know what? Let me remind you all. Back in January, Trump claimed that he wanted to free the Iranian people. He told them to go out into the streets and protest, and tens of thousands of them were killed. The entire impetus of this war was supposedly to help the Iranian people liberate themselves against an oppressive, repressive regime. The regime is awful in Iran. If you do research for even 5 minutes, you will learn that. I still get these weird comments and emails that are like, Adam, you're wrong about Russia and Iran. Russia and Iran are the good guys, and the United States is the bad guy. It's truly not that simple. Russia and Iran are very, very bad. Different degrees of bad than the United States, for example. And the United States also is bad. It's made a lot of mistakes, done a lot of nasty things. Our leader right now is using absurd fucking rhetoric, but the United States is not Russia, and it takes 5 minutes of research to figure that out. But to continue, Donald Trump claimed he wanted to liberate and free the Iranian people. Now he wants to genocide them within a month. It's almost like he never cared in the first place. We have breaking news here that Iran's IRGC says it has, quote, removed all previous considerations in its response, warning U.S. regional partners that earlier restraint in targeting has ended. The IRGC adds that it will target U.S. and allied infrastructure in a way that could deprive them of regional oil and gas resources for years. On this news, the markets are continuing to fall, continuing to be in turmoil. Gas prices are likely to continue to spike as oil prices spike, and this is all because Donald Trump started a war he did not fully understand. Both actors in this war are trying to escalate on the day that it's supposed to end. I feel like I need to lay out the fundamental context that today, on Tuesday, Donald Trump said the war would end. J.D. Vance just came out moments ago and says he thinks the war is essentially coming to an end because tonight Donald Trump set a red line, a deadline, you could use either phrase, and said we are going to make a deal with Iran. Well, Iran said F that deadline. They literally stuck up the middle finger and said, dude, you've done like 5 of these deadlines so far and you haven't even stuck to a single one of your deadlines. So we're going to risk it and we're going to play it out for tonight. And Iran just said, no, we're going to hit all of your infrastructure if you even try. But here's the scary part. It gets even worse. We now have reporting that aides around Trump are worried he's going to use a nuke to try to end this. We know that he's getting increasingly desperate. And I'm not trying to like fear monger or make people worried here. The odds are that cooler minds will prevail and nothing like that's going to happen, of course. But there is reporting from The Guardian that that is a huge worry. I think it's worth pointing out this is what Trump's hand looked like yesterday. So as he's aging, as he's deteriorating, this is the reporting we're getting. Quote, the extremity of Trump's threats, coupled with his growing desperation to find a way out of the conflict, has increased fears that a volatile president could try to use a nuclear weapon. Under the U.S. system, a U.S. president has sole authority to order a nuclear launch. To do so, he would summon a security conference call of the National Military Command Center, which would typically involve top officials such as the Defense Secretary, Pete Hegseth, so he's not going to veto this, the Armed Forces Commander, and others, but it would depend on who was available at such short notice. A military aide who was always close to the president would open the nuclear football, a briefcase containing nuclear strike options. The only way to stop the order would be for those in the chain of command to deem it illegal. Damn. And then they can not follow illegal orders. Now, this is, of course, not going to happen, but people are worried that Trump is getting so desperate, so extreme, that he is going to take extreme actions. And we see that reflected in the post that he sent out not long ago, saying a whole civilization will die tonight. This dude changes his goals and his threats on a daily basis. His threat a few days ago was to wipe out just bridges and power plants, which is awful because that is civilian infrastructure. But how is it in 48 hours turn into an absolute genocide where the entire civilization will die tonight? I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these breaking news videos on the Adam Ockler feed, if you appreciate all the work that we've put into fully understanding this conflict so we can report to you, then drop a like. Subscribe, drop some comments. Love you all, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.